With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You but with good credits.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. It's 2022.
There
so welcome. Happy New Year, everybody.
Thank God you said it right, Matt. It's 20, pause, 2022. See, I'm saying
all
it wrong.
Right. We're not even getting into this Canada nonsense. This is just all I hear is blah, blah, blah.
I don't want to hear people saying it the hood way. Just make sure people, when you say the year 20, you pause a little and then go 22.
It's the American way. Happy 2022, everybody.
Dairy,
welcome to hood. 2022.
Exactly. On that note, we're going to start this year off with a quickie for you. So this is, you know, we're going to give you a lot of great information in a little short amount of time, hopefully, allegedly. So let's get
allegedly.
This started. Allegedly.
Long story short, this is a quickie.
So Sean, why don't you tell the people what today's show is all about?
Okay, Matt, as you guys know, I teach financial literacy, and we put up our classes and our stream for all those that don't know. And I was so shocked to see that my young students, you know, ages 16 to like 24, some of them did not know the difference between a credit card versus a debit card. And, you know, Matt, you would know because obviously you were around before they were even invented. So you were slowly introduced to them, carrying yourself as well. But there's people that were just born into seeing these cards. And for the naked eye, they look identical, but they both serve different functions. So I said, hey, let's do a show explaining credit versus debit. And I remember my great man, the great Arlington Forbes, would always say, Sean, you need to keep the show basic. Like, basic things that people need to know in finance is what we need to be teaching in this show. So Arlington, who's looking over us in heaven, once again, this one is for you because we're doing a basic show. Credit cards versus debit cards, people. That's what it's all about.
All right, Sean. Well, here it is in a nutshell. Credit cards and debit cards, well, they look alike. You know, typically, they're identical. 16-digit card numbers, expiration dates, magnetic strips, EMV chips. What's the difference? You know, two little squares that are in your pocket. If I'm a kid, how would I know the difference between a credit card and a debit card? Break it down for me. Karen, you got any info?
Oh, me. Oh, wow, an amazing question. Okay, well, look, there's some similarities and there's some differences. Both credit and debit cards can make it easy and convenient to make purchases in stores or online, but there's a key difference. Of course, debit cards allow you to spend money by drawing on funds you have deposited at the bank. So you have the money, you spend the money, and then the money is gone. Credit cards, however, allow you to borrow money from the card issuer up to a limit in order to purchase items or withdraw cash. So you are buying on the condition that then you use your actual money to pay that back within typically a 30-day window without incurring any fees.
Oh, so the credit card is magic money. The debit card is real money.
So the credit card is free magic money that you never have to return. And the debit card is your hard-earned money.
Stop misleading our people. Come on. This is two black guys with good credit. No.
Okay,
a credit card is, for most cases, could be a 30-day interest-free loan where you have to pay it back. And a debit card, the funds are withdrawn immediately. Okay? Come on. It's 2022. Let's get it right. Okay? So let's I guess it leads to the question, when should you use a debit card versus a credit card? Let me handle that one because you guys are moving up. So let me try to explain that. And I'm going to kind of say what the experts say. But, you know, I'm like, you know, always off the radar and chart. So I'm going to read what the experts say. Then I can give you my version of what I think. So the experts say debit cards should be used to pay expenses such as rent and utilities, or what they like to call wants versus needs, because you want to make sure that you're budgeted correctly for these expenses. This way you pay your important expenses first directly from your checking account or savings before you start doing discretionary spending on things you truly probably don't need.
That was real weird. Discretionary spending, big words. Can you break it down simplistically for the folks in the back?
Simplistically, for the simple folks in the simple back.
Well, discretionary means
spending.
Like, you know, the thing
allegedly.
The fixed expenses or that you need to have, like a roof over your head, so rent, mortgage, utilities, lights, water, heat. Those are things that they're saying that you should put on your debit card because it's coming right out of your checking account. You're making sure that those things are paid first. Now, the discretionary things like Karen, like hanging out at the bar on the weekends, going to restaurants, Matt getting tickets to the Lakers, you know, Kobe Bryant shirts, all those kind of things are discretionary things that you're saying that's what you should put on your credit card. And, you know, more or less make sure you take care of the important things first. Okay. This is what the experts are saying. Okay. If your checking account is depleted by your needs, hopefully you'll spend less on your wants. That's the theory in mind, because you see that, you know, the red light should go off and say, I can't afford X amount in discretionary spending because I just had to pay my needs expenses.
So, Sean, in a nutshell, wait, just to cut you off real quick, debit card needs, credit card wants.
Wants. In theory, this is what the experts say.
Got it.
But Sean Linda, the great Sean Linda from Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the syndicated multi-million listener show, says that, you know, for those that are credit responsible, either only for the players, Karen, like the players, you know, the ones that you see in the club that are at the back of the bar with the big bottles of champagne and Moet, not the ones that are trying, that are looking in, sitting up on the dance floor, you're looking down, not for those. These are for the big ballers that know they are credit responsible. Like for me, I choose to, for my store, I pay my rent and my utilities. I just finished paying my Con Ed before we got onto the call. I'll pay them through a third party sometimes or directly using my credit card so I can earn the points and the rewards for paying those big monthly expenses. And I believe it's worth it. Sometimes they do charge a fee. They can charge a fee for using your card to pay these expenses. But I think the rewards and points that I earn that I gain are worth the expenses. But I'd only recommend it to people that are really responsible about paying their bills and so forth and paying them on time, because if not, it can kick you in the is ass. So I, you know, I'd be mindful of that. But
so
you know,
there's levels to this.
I mean, I agree with the experts. If you know that, you know, you're not that type of person, you don't have that kind of discipline, okay, yes, use your debit card right away to take those mandatory expenses or those need expenses paid for, you know. But I rarely honestly use my debit card. I only use my debit card to really just deposit money in the bank. I do not ever give it as a form of payment ever. Thoughts?
I mean, okay, well, you sound very rich right now.
Don't I always? I mean, I'm trying to downplay it for you guys.
But there's also levels to it. Like, I've heard that, you know, you can put, if you, as long as you have the money in your debit card, I'm sorry, in your debit account to cover your expenses, that a strategy could be to put all of your monthly expenses on your credit card, pay the whole balance off in full with your debit card, and then always be building your credit.
Mm-hmm.
Lost.com. I'm kind of lost, but from, you know,
you're lost. You didn't understand that.
You didn't get that?
because you're not reporting, you know, we're going to have a little debate here, but you're not reporting your transactions that you do on a debit card because you're not really crediting or borrowing anything. You're borrowing from your own checking account. So I'm kind of lost in that
explanation. I'm
Canadian. The only thing that goes on your credit report are things that you actually, where you're getting on credit. Well, a debit card does not do that.
That's why Karen said pay all for all your bills with your credit card and then use your debit card to then pay off your credit card.
Oh, she's correct. Then she's correct.
Aha!
1,000 apologies. She's correct.
Thousands of apologies. I accept some of them, but not all.
I just wanted to explain to the audience. I wanted the audience to understand it better. That was my point.
It's for the audience, of course, of course.
It's for the audience, for the listeners.
Yes, of course.
So basically, to reiterate, it sounds like we should be looking at our credit cards and our wallet and see which ones offer the most rewards. And if you're going to be strategic or play this game, you want to find a credit card that you have where you're going to reap the most benefits and use that card to cover these bills. Otherwise, correct, you're not gaining anything. Well, maybe your credit report, but you want to gain the most value. It's A, you're going to improve your credit score by paying for these things and use it and paying it off. But also, you want to gain points, rewards. So you want to pick the smartest card that gives you those extra added value.
Matt, I hear what you're saying about rewards. Let me just share a little secret online. So I have a 2-year-old son, and my son's mother will always pressure me, say, please go buy the Pampers, buy the diapers. And I act like I huff and puff, but I still happily do it because Rite Aid has this thing where I can use my reward points from my Amex card to purchase goods in the drugstore. So I pay nothing for the diapers and nothing for the formula. And sometimes if I'm exact, sometimes if I'm nice, I'll throw in a bag of chips for it too from Rite Aid.
Oh, what a king.
I'm so special, all right? What a king. Thank you.
What did you do to deserve it, bro.
All that in a bag of chips, bro. So that's my point. I agree with you. You know, you see, these rewards can help you out, and it makes me feel good. Like, I feel almost like I'm stealing when I walk out of the drugstore knowing that I didn't pay anything for this stuff, you know? So I agree.
All right, Sean, thank you for the compliment. I'm glad you liked my 2 cents. You liked my point. Get the right card, get the rewards. All that is important. But another thing that's important is our commercial break and our sponsors. So we have to take a quick break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Two Black Guys with Good Credit, talking about credit versus debit. It's a quickie. We'll be right back after these quick messages. So stay tuned. Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today, it's a quickie all about credit versus debit, understanding when to use the credit, when to use the debit card, understanding the difference. Karen, help us out.
Okay, so if you're listening to this, then the obvious question is like, okay, guys, so which one is better, credit or debit cards? And it's not that simple. As always, you know, we stay in the gray area of nuance and subtlety. So typically, it's good to have a mix of both debit and credit cards because they each have upsides and downsides. The downside to using a debit card is you're not building credit while you do so. You're not earning rewards. You're just spending money that's sitting in an account, and you're not freeing up your cash flow with what could be a 30-day interest-free loan if you pay your credit balance in full. So this is kind of the wealth mindset, right? Using these quote-unquote little micro loans every month to build up your credit. But I will also add another point that I keep getting these targeted Instagram ads, okay, for a debit card that builds credit. And I looked into it. It's called Extra. This isn't sponsored or anything, and I haven't tried it, although I'm intrigued. What happens is you link your traditional debit account to this new debit account that functions like a credit card. You put stuff on the new card, and then they treat it like credit, and they pay themselves from your debit account the next day. So there's no like monthly rollover. Basically, it's like a 24-hour delay.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Play and you paying for this thing and it helps you build credit. Does that make sense? That sounds fascinating.
It sounds like my cousin Cam. Scam.
What? Well, you know what? I kept looking into it and I was like, I clicked apply because I was like, this is interesting and you have to pay for it. That's why I didn't go through. So it's like a monthly fee.
It's my cousin Cam scam.
Yeah, it's a monthly fee to build your credit. So I'm like, I don't really know. But if you're in a bind and your credit's not good and, you know, maybe your credit's very not good, then that could be maybe a decent option. It doesn't really sound bad if it's worth $10 a month to you to build your credit.
All right. Well, that sounds like something we'll keep track of, Karen. You can give us updates on how that works out.
Why not?
If it's something worth, you know, as you experience it, you can let us know. But
you know what? I will take one for the team and I will tell you.
Perfect. Well, another point, using a debit card, it increases your liability because if fraud is done on your credit card, you can be reimbursed and protected. But if it happens on your debit card and money is taken directly from your checking account, it can be very difficult to recoup your money, if at all. And also on your debit card, your bank account, a lot of times you're going to have maybe more money will be in there than, you know, from your paycheck. If it's direct deposit, like to me, it's just like you're risking more to just have your debit card out there all willy nilly instead of using a credit card that A, like, you know, you can protect it and B, you know, it's just, I just think it's a better bet as opposed to being exposed.
True. I agree, guys. And like just to echo what Matt was saying, you know, credit cards have zero fraud liability, right? Zero. So if you report a debit card, but if you report a debit card stolen before it's used, then you are covered. So the only way you're covered with a debit card is if your card gets stolen, you lose it on the train, whatever happened, then you report it before anybody used it and they try to use it afterwards, then you're covered. But a credit card, if you catch them down the road and they report it as fraud, you don't have to pay. It's like an extra security.
Sean, have you ever even been on a train?
Many, many moons ago, my friend. Okay. Many, many moons. That's not the point, Matt. That's not the point. I literally got to build myself up to get on the train. I got to psych myself up. Like, today.
Oh, my God.
This month, I am
okay,
taking the train.
Okay, Tesla, relax.
No, exactly. I have the van, right?
Calm down, Tesla.
Calm down, Tesla. We get it. Well, here's something that's good to know. And really, when I say this, I'm speaking to myself. Credit is not to be used to spend beyond your means. So if you're building credit and you're putting things on credit, paying them off at the end of the month in full, that's great. But living beyond your means you can't pay it off in full. So you're not really spending money that you actually have in your account. You are using it as a loan to extend that coverage of money, which I do and have done and sort of continue to do. It's a bit of a toxic issue, like a little bit of a poisonous relationship that I have with credit. Credit cards don't mean free money. I know that's so unfair.
Karen, say it again.
Credit cards, and it hurts me to say this, but credit cards aren't free money. They're money that you're mad on the hook for. In fact, it's actually money that you're extra on the hook for. In fact, it's expensive money. So, you know, that's wild behavior, but it is what it is. So yeah, no, if you don't have the money to cover it in your account in full, you shouldn't be spending it on a credit card is what I have to say from my ears to my ears.
All right. Our next point, for those of you who don't qualify for credit, maybe it's because you're a student or if you have limited credit, one thing you can do is you can get a secured credit card where you can load up the card with money and use those funds.
Absolutely. That's great. For those that say, you know, it's like a catch 22. You're damned if you're damned if you don't. And like some people say, well, I want to get credit, but I don't have any. How do you do it? And a secured credit card, I think, is an excellent way to start building your credit for you young people. And I think the earlier you establish credit, the better you are. Because you start reaping the benefits at an early age. You know, the earlier you establish your credit, the better you are. So if you have no credit, a secured card is kind of, I believe, the way to go. And there's a lot of companies out there that will support that. And I think one of them that I love is Discover. They have a lot of great student cards, secured and unsecured cards that I think as a young person you should look into.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I wish I had looked into that more when I was younger. It is what it is. But something that parents I know do, and that my parents have done too, is they've made me an authorized user on their credit card, and it wasn't
still
to build
still.
I mean, yeah, I'm a millennial. That's kind of our whole brand. But and it's been good and bad. So like when I was younger, of course, I was irresponsible with it and they were on the hook. And but now that I don't use it because I'm an adult, but I'm still technically an authorized user on the card, them being such responsible credit users actually has helped my credit. So it's been kind of nice. But yeah, double-edged sword, I guess, if you're a parent, that your kid can just go wild and not a lot you can do.
Yeah, and you know, just to sum it up, you know, I believe in building credit, like I said, as early as possible. I believe parents should assist. Like your parents did a great thing. Your parents are fabulous, Karen, for making you an authorized user, continuing to be an authorized user. Yeah. And I think, you know, credit and debit cards are distant cousins, but you should have both in your wallet. That's what I'm saying.
Right. Right. How distant of cousins are they? They're cousins who could – they're cousins.
They're cousins.
They're siblings.
They meet at the dinner table during holidays and they sit across from each other and like compare notes. Like, I did this for you. I did this. I get earned reward points. Well, I give them access to their money right away. Well, I do that. They're just those competitive cousins, you know, that annoy you at the table. You're just looking at them. You guys shut up and let's eat.
Yeah, you know, honestly, there's a whole world of like niche credit cards out there that I haven't even begun to explore. I don't really know a lot about rewards points and stuff, but I think if you find the rewards points program that's like really great for you, people get mad free stuff.
I went to Miami for a weekend. Let me tell you, the flight was free, the lounge food, because I know it was free, the hotel was free. The only thing I paid were Uber rides, okay? Come into my work here. Let's make it happen.
I'm all right, listening.
Well, it's about time to bring this quickie to a close, isn't
it? Let's do it.
So yeah. Let me give you my takeaway on this. Clearly, we've given you guys some what the book says on how, using credit for your needs and debit for your needs, credit for your wants. But like as Sean said, there's strategy that you can play with this. So I think the strategy play is something everyone really should be looking to and finding how to get rewards, you know, and spending wisely, but also like Karen said, understanding how to spend within your means so you don't get into trouble. But if you're going to be, if you're going to be smart with it, I definitely suggest the credit play. And you can go on a website like NerdWallet, for instance. They have great articles that tell you the best cashback credit cards or the best value rewards credit cards out there. So do your research, find some cards that where you can get some value if you don't have something that you're already getting it. But I think this is a great way to build your credit and get some rewards. So for two black guys with good credit, I'm Matt Smith. Like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. And it's 2022, folks. So get your credit up. I'm out.
And I'm Karen Margolis. I'm one third of two black guys with good credit. And like I always say, it's not what you do. It's what you do next.
I'm Sean Linda in 2022 from two black guys with good credit. And like I've been saying for the many years, your money is your money. Keep it in your damn pocket, but just make sure you have a credit card in there as well. And I'm out. Black guys.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.